Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Chav Ches, and today we are doing page 334, Kuf Samach Zayin Amud Beis, Si'ifim, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, and Lamed Ches. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Lamed Vav, Ein Los in Matztiki, you're not allowed to chew on Matztiki, Ayin Sim Reish Yud Vav Sif Gimel Perusho. You have to see back what it is, and in the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Yadali writes, Vuhu Min Sraf HaYosef Min Ilan, Sheyesh Bo Reich Tov. It's some type of sap that comes from a tree that has a pleasant fragrance to it. V'lo shafen ba'ashinayim, and you're not allowed to rub it against your teeth to use it as like a toothpaste. L'refua, if you're using it for the sake of refua, v'mishum re'ach ha'peh mutter, but if you're only using it for bad breath, that's going to be mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Tes Vav, shafen ba'bu tosefti isa b'sam, mutter mipnei re'ach lo mikri refua, that it's mutter because when you do something that's only on account of bad breath, that is not considered to be a refua. Refua is when you're suffering from some type of suffering or pain or ailment. Lamed Zayim. Any food or drink that people would have when they're healthy, so you're having a hot tea because your throat hurts, or chicken soup because you have a cold, or something like that, even though you're doing it because you have a cold or because your throat hurts, you're allowed to do that. Even though for some healthy people, it would be harmful. The Mishnah Berurah corrects it and says it shouldn't be briyim, it should be dvarim, even though for some parts of your body it will hurt. Meaning certain things maybe will give you a stomach ache but will heal this other part of your body, but it's the kind of thing that a normal healthy person does sometimes eat, but it's clear that you're doing it for the sake of refuah. It's nevertheless going to be mutter because it is a meichel briyim. It's something that healthy people eat. And anything that a healthy person would not eat or drink, it's a food, but it's something that people do not normally eat or drink, then you're not allowed to take it even for refuah. But that's only if you don't have you have some sort of discomfort, and this is going to strengthen you a little bit. But if you don't have anything that's bothering you at all, then mutter, meaning the isser of taking medicine, is going to be asur even for a person perhaps who is feeling just fine. But the isser of having a food that healthy people would normally not eat, if you feel fine, there's no issur of doing that. It's only going to be a gzeira if you don't feel well. But also on the other side of things, if you're nafal mishkav, if you're a chaloshein bo sakana, well then all bets are off. You're allowed to take medicine anyway. So then it's also going to be mutter. Says Mishmur Kuf Yitzayin, l'ktsas priyim, tzarech lomar dvarim, like we pointed out, that even though this food that healthy people eat is not good for some parts of your body, kolomar afal pishadavar zem mazik ktsas l'shari, even though it's somewhat harmful to other parts of the body, like certain things the Gemara identifies as being good for the teeth and bad for the stomach, so it's clear that you're doing it for refuah for your teeth, because otherwise there's no reason to eat it, because it's harmful to your stomach. It's still mutter because it's a food. That's why you're not allowed to drink something that causes a person to have diarrhea, unless he's so constipated that he's a chola, or he has to be in bed, even if he's not dangerously ill, then it's going to be mutter to take medicine. If a person has some sort of mechush, he has something that's bothering him, even if he eats or drinks for hunger or for thirst, it's going to be usher to have these kinds of ma'achalim v'atam, and the reason is to give him to cholav zeh rufuaso, since at the end of the day he's not feeling well and this is a refuah for him. Yom shel refuah says zevayin beralacha. People will assume you're doing it for refuah, even though you may not be doing it for refuah, and therefore it's going to be usher. But if a guy has ein lo shum mechush, nothing's bothering him, he's feeling fine and he's just eating this because he's hungry or drinking this this because he's thirsty, that's going to be mutter. Aval, but if he's feeling fine and he's taking this for refuah related purposes, meaning to feel a little bit stronger, then even if he's perfectly fine and healthy, it's going to be aser. What is that kind of thing? Something that you would take to feel stronger, even though you feel perfectly fine, where the Magen Avraham says that that's going to be aser. So you would imagine that that would be vitamins, right? Someone who's a healthy person takes vitamins to feel a little bit stronger, to have a little bit extra oomph in their system. That's what the Magen Avraham seems to be saying is aser. Of Maisha is a big chiddush, and he says, no, there's no way the Magen Avraham can mean a perfectly healthy person, because a perfectly healthy person, it doesn't have any refuah from such things. It has to be someone who's somewhat weak, of weak constitution. But someone who's perfectly healthy, likes to take vitamins, that's fine, says Rav Moshe. Not everyone agrees. The Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoting Shmir Shabbos as disagreeing and holding that you're not allowed to take vitamins on Shabbos. Kuf Chaf Aleph, Im Nafal Mishkav Shari, and if a person is ill, then it's mutter. Perish Lechol V'lishol Tzvarim Shein Miderech Abriyim Lechol, meaning it's mutter to eat and drink things that healthy people do not normally eat or drink. You don't even have to have an Eni Yehudi give it to you. You could take it yourself. Even though we said that to do a Melacha D'Rabbanan that involves a Maisa, a Yisrael is not allowed to do for himself when he's Nafal Mishkavenu Mutukim Alidei Shinui. You're only allowed to do it Alidei Shinui, meaning you can either do Amir Lakum or you could do a Maisa by yourself Alidei Shinui, Maisa D'Rabbanan Alidei Shinui. So how come over here we're letting you do the Yisrael Rabban without a Shinoi and without an Amir La'akum? That's something about when you're doing things that border on Malacha. But over here, taking a vitamin, you can't say that when a person takes a medication that he's doing Tochen Midrabanan. He's not doing Tochen Midrabanan. It's not a Malacha of any type. After all, a healthy person is allowed to have this. It's just that if you're not feeling well, they made a gezeira lest you come to shchikas sammanim. So b'chala gamer lo gazru. So when a person is really a chala, they never made such a gezeira. Radvazu chaymashem bira grab b'shem toras adam l'anaban v'chem etzad l'alacha b'sefer beis meir ayin sham sharach v'zeh. Lamed ches. Mutu lechol srafim metukim v'legmoa beitzachaya k'dei lahanim akol. Person can eat sap of a tree that's very sweet, or to swallow to swallow a raw egg in order to make his voice sweeter. He's a chazan for Yom Narayim or something, and he feels hoarse. So these things supposedly work. So or they used to think because that's not called for refuah if you're just making your voice sweeter, and therefore there's no reason to be gozer on it mishum shchik sammanim. So we learned four things tonight. First, we said that dental hygiene products can be used for breath but not for refuah. We said that any food a healthy person would eat, even if it's harmful to certain parts of your body, can be taken for refuah, and even if it's obvious that you're eating it for that reason. Then we said that healthy people and people who are nafal mishkav, meaning both extremes, both people who are perfectly healthy and people that are nafal mishkav, that are real cholish and basakana, are allowed to eat things that healthy people would normally not eat, but someone who has a mechush may not have things that are not meichel briyim. And finally, we said that you can eat sweet sap or swallow raw eggs to strengthen your voice, since that's not considered to be a refuah. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, probably not same time, same place, because I have to speak in Midtown at 9, so probably sometime earlier I'll do a Zoom. Stay tuned to the WhatsApp chat for tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody.